Hey, everybody, it's me, the Rambler. How are you doing? I hope you're doing wonderfully good. I am doing swell. Thank you for asking. Oh, my goodness, it's been a while since I've been on here. It's been like a few weeks, I know. My goodness, what is all going on? Absolutely nothing. Apparently, I've pissed off the neighbors. Oh, my goodness, I've yelled at the children. Oh, my goodness, they're all freaking out. Like, oh, my God, you're abusing them. And the one neighbor, she's like, oh, your children are terrible. I'm like, why don't you do something? I tried and the people got mad, so fuck you. Listen. Yeah, she got mad because my one kid, the one little kid that it's in my life, she went into the neighbor's garbage. She didn't even really. There was a Frisbee on top of the garbage. They were throwing it away. It was garbage. My little girl, the little girl took it and she was playing with it like, oh my goodness, she brought it home. And this lady wasn't even her garbage. She got all mad at Lady Love, like, oh my God, your children were digging through my garbage. Oh my goodness, ooh, ooh, ooh. And the problem is my neighbor, this neighbor lady, she's very racist. I believe it's racism. It's a racism issue. All the children, all five kids are Native American. You know, they're not white kids. They're not little white kids. Because she has no problems with little white kids in the neighborhood. It's just the brown and the black kids in the neighborhood. And there's actually a neighbor, there's a family of, let's just say, not white children. Oh my, no, oh my God, oh my goodness. And she's like, those kids, you know, she doesn't say that about the little white kids. She then goes, those kids. No, she just says that about the little arc children and the little black children. I'm like, there's no racism there, no racism at all. My goodness, I know what you're thinking. Oh my God. Oh my God, Rambler, you should go kill her. I should, I really should. I should probably just go down there and just shoot her in the head. Anyways, so I just thought I would do a podcast. It's been a while. I tried to do one last yesterday. I was just going to admit I was very, 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 very high. I'm going to admit it. I know some of you are listening going, when are you never high? I know, my goodness. Apparently, somebody donated some nummy nummies. These were the almond bark, and they were really, really good. I took three. I shouldn't have taken the three. I should have probably just taken one. But the whole day, I was just tripping. It was wonderful. It was like, I tried to do a podcast because I was funny as hell inside my head. It was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to do a podcast. And every time I would try to do one, I would start rambling, like just go on a ramble. And then I would forget what I was talking about. So the original topic was like whatever. And I would start talking about something else. And it was like by the time I got to the point where I was like coherent in my ways, it was like, what did I just say? And I would be like, I'm just going to delete it. Just hit delete, 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 delete. And then I went over online and scared people on Facebook. That's what Facebook is there for, right? To scare people, yes. I made some new friends. I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, Rambler, you're always making new friends. You're a friend maker. You're friendly. What can I say? I know it's been a while since I did like a wholesome, you know, actual podcast where I talk about stuff, about my feelings. It's doing good. I'm doing good. Not really. I got paid today, so that was nice. So I paid some of my bills. It's really, you know, you're living a dream when you call your bank and it's like, you're overdrawn by 80-some dollars because the one thing that I pay every month is one of those streaming services. I get a couple of the streaming services. I probably pay about $60 a month for streaming. You know, it's like, what else am I supposed to spend the money on myself? Oh, my goodness. The children? Fuck that. Oh, my goodness. And so... Well, one of them, I still thought I had enough. It was about a week or so ago, about a week and a half ago. I had enough money in my account, so I was like, I'm going to buy some soda pops, some energy drinks. So I bought like $8 worth of energy drinks. Well, I still had like $5 left in my account, and I was like, oh, that should be good enough for the, you know, for a week, you know. So, well, God forbid, one of my streamers decided, the streaming services, it was like $15 or whatever. It decided to send the payment, try to process the payment. Well, that overdrew me by $10. Well, then my bank, of course, has that non-sufficient fund thing. That's $30. So that gets added into it. There's four. Well, then another is one of my things is that, oh, we're going to send the payment through. They're both usually sent through on the third. I get paid on the third, so it's usually okay. They decided to send through, but by the end of the thing, I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh, please don't close my account. That's where my money goes into. I gotta have my money, Jesus. I know, I'm such a winner. I'm winning at life. Everybody's like, oh, don't worry, money's not a big thing. Yeah, it is when you don't got it. You know, you're like, oh my goodness. But I'm doing good. Yeah, somebody donated the little gummies to me, the little candies, so that was nice of them. I don't know who it was. It was one of Lady Love's cousin's friends that was like, here. It might have been Lady Love. Like, he needs, because I come out when she came home from work. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my God. I know, my goodness, the stuff you get to hear on live radio. Oh, my goodness. And so Lady Love come home and she goes, your eyes are glazed. I'm like, thank you. I had so many gummies. I had three. I tripped the whole day. It was wonderful. I wish I could record the thoughts that were in my head because they were funnier than hell that was inside my head. It was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And now it don't sound funny at all. It's like, my God, that was horrible. You were talking about people like they were things. Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Yes, white people scare me. Yes, the lady down the street, she's a millennial and she's white. You know, and she's like, look, little brown children in my neighborhood. Oh, this used to be such a great place to live. Oh, gross. Listen, Linda, those are my children. I know I don't claim them and I know they're not mine really. But if I didn't know better, I would think they came from my own loins because, listen, I used to dumpster dive when I was a little kid. When I was like in high school and stuff, I used to dumpster dive actually before high school. It's kind of funny. I found, like, in the garbage can one time, I was out collecting for aluminum cans, which at the time, we aluminum cans were actually making, you could make a pretty good, you could get a bag full of cans would get you about $5-$10 sometimes back in the day. Nowadays, it's like, how big a truck do you got? Oh, a huge one. Oh, well, that's like $5 there. Nowadays, that's about $5 worth, yeah. Aluminum prices just went down crazy, like. So anyways. So I used to go out where I found these skis and a boot and an old guitar, like an old electric guitar that somebody just threw away. And I was like, okay. So we used to have garage sales back when I was a kid. So I had this in the garage sale. Well, I had the boots and the skis together thinking, I didn't know. I didn't ski. I'm a Montana boy. I did, but I did not ski. I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, how could you not? It's so much fun sliding down a hill at 100 miles an hour with only your sticks as controls. Listen, lean. I can't lean. Oh, I'm too fat. Oh. Anyways, so I found these skis and the boots. Well, the guy said, I don't really want the boots because they don't go with the skis. And he goes, I'll give you $50 for the skis and you keep the boots. And I was like, I had like $50 on the skis and boots. And I'm like, okay. Well, then somebody came that same day, come in, because it was like a 2-day garage sale. We had a bunch of stuff for sale. And so they came in and they were like, oh, I want these boots and I'll take the guitar. How much? I said, I had $50 on the skis and boots, but the boots didn't go with the skis. So I gave the guy paid me $25 for the boots and like $25 for the guitar. And the guitar, he said, once he strung it up, he actually came back and told me what he did. He said, I strung it back. He said, it was about a $400 guitar. I'm like, with the strings and everything. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, he got pretty good. He, for $50, he made, you know, probably 25 on strings or whatever it was at the time. He made a couple $100 off of it. So I was like, I told him, I said, I found it in the dumpster. And he goes, oh my God. He goes, people just throw shit away that just don't realize that, you know, with a couple of bucks, they could make a little bit of money off of it. And it helps keep stuff out of the landfill, which I don't know about you people that are listening to me, you people, my God, that's racist. I'm just kidding. Anyways, how much of our shit is filling up our landfills? So like I believe if you're gonna do the dumpster diving, that's what people should be allowed to do it, because if they can use that item, you're just throwing it away. People get really protective about their garbage. Okay, oh, that's my garbage. Oh my goodness, you can't have it, it's mine. It's gonna go into the dump, you dumbass, and they're gonna bury it, and then hundreds of years from now somebody will find it and be like, why did they throw away this perfectly good statue of Ronald Reagan? I don't know, my goodness. It's a statue of Ronald Reagan. Does that have to say anything more? I know some of the people that are my conservative list are like, ah, oh, gotta unsubscribe now. Oh my goodness. Oh. So yeah, so the lady got all mad that one of my kids, so now this poor kid is, she's been grounded for a week. She's been in-house grounded. It's like, it's not really enforced. And with that reference, I don't care. This lady doesn't even live on the same block as us. She's over on the next block, and she's like I said, she's a millennial. I know some of you on my playlist, all seven of you, are millennials. You're like, ah, the 2000s were great, weren't they? Nah, man, they sucked. The 2000s have sucked ass. God almighty, they've sucked ass. I would rather, if I had to pick a time to go back to, I would probably go back to like 1990 when I went into college. I know everybody's like, I would go back to high school. You are stupid. I would not go back to high school. High school sucked. I'm just joking. It wasn't that bad for me, but it wasn't one of my favorite times. College was more fun. I had more friends. I actually had more friends in college. They were just like, you know, they were like school chums. It was friends. High school, I had friends that were, I never saw them outside of school. You know, I didn't go, hey, let's go to the movies. Nobody wanted to go to the movies with me. I was so sad. Oh, my goodness sake. Just so sad. But anyways, the funny thing is I actually had a girl that wanted, I think I've talked about this before, but you know what? I'm going to talk about it again. It's my podcast. If you don't like it, well, I'm sorry. God, I had a girl. I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, Rambler, a girl, like a real girl. Did she have like all her parts since birth? Yes, I know. Isn't it amazing? Oh, Rambler gets girls. I know what you're thinking. Oh my goodness. The problem is with this girl, I didn't even know she liked me. I mean, we were friends, you know, we were friends in high school and we used to talk, and she was in a class with me. It was geology class. And it was funny because she sat right next to me and I had the biggest crush on this girl. I was like, oh my goodness, I want to marry you. And she's like, aren't you gay? And I was like, no, who told you that? Your boyfriend did. Oh my goodness, he's always telling people that. God damn it. I'm not gay. He is, though. That joke was not funny back then. It's not funny now. Listen, guys. Listen, it was bad. I will apologize for that joke. Oh my goodness. My boyfriend is totally not gay. It just shits me. I'm gay. So anyway, so it was prom night, and I was at home, because I didn't go to my junior prom, I didn't go to my senior prom. I'm sorry, guys, I know, I'm such a, you guys are thinking, oh my God, I bet you were hot too. No, I wasn't. So she and I went down to the Circle K, I think at the Circle K. And because I was staying home, and I think my mom and dad had gone to Portland, Oregon for my cousin's wedding, I think. So I was all by myself. I know I should have brought Lori to home and said, come on, let's go to the prom. Let's go to my house and we can play video games, because I had video games. I had my dad giving me money. Like, I was supposed to buy like alcohol, I think, and stuff, but I bought a video game. I was like a computer game at the time back then. This was like late 80s. This was 89. You know, back then it was like computer games, and I was into like the adventure games from like the old computer adventure games and stuff. I know, my goodness. And so I go down to the Circle K. Well, her friends were there. I were out there. Her and her friends were there. They were going to prom, so she was all dressed up for prom, looking very pretty. I was like, oh my God, you look so pretty. She's like, thank you. Do you like my eyes? I love your eyes. Oh my goodness, I want to just jump your bones. And I was like, I want to jump yours too. But that's not what happened. I'm just kidding. Could you imagine me? Oh my goodness. At the time, I was super, super, super shy. I was like, oh my goodness sake. I was so shy. And this girl was like, she wasn't like the prom queen type. She did a lot of clubs and stuff. And I think, I don't know. I've stalked her on online here. I'm going to admit, I have in the past, I have looked her information up. She did get married to a wonderful fellow, it looks like. They seem like they did very well, but it done better than me. And I'm just saying, it would have been better with me, because I'm super awesome. I got the best friends and everything. Mm-hmm. Now what really happened is I went in and I was getting me a big one of those big, this was like back in the day when the 32 ounce soda was just being like introduced, like, oh my goodness, you get a big cup for like a buck, you know. It was amazing. It was like a dollar. It was like, that's all I had left out of the $100 I had bought drugs. No, I'm just joking, kids. My parents are no longer living, so they're not going to listen to this and go, oh my God, we gave money to our children, to our child, and he bought drugs. Yes, $100 worth, yes. So I bought my soda and I had a little bit. Well, she comes up and she's, like I said, she comes up. She goes, oh my goodness, that's a big drink. I don't think I could drink all of that in one sitting. I was like, oh baby, come here. I'll show you something you can eat in one sitting. Listen to me being all sexual on the show. Oh my God, I know Spotify's gonna be like, you cannot have advertisers. Exactly, I cannot have advertisers because I have seven listeners and they're the best listeners ever. Hi, listeners. I have 10 subscribers, but like a lot of my stuff only gets like seven listeners. I'm like, where's the other three going? Do they go just to subscribe and just wander off into the desert? God. So anyways, Lori was like, oh my goodness. So I was like, so we talked for a little bit. And she's like, well, I'm going to prom, are you? And I said, no. I giggled like this. It was like our last year, too. It was our senior year. Oh, my goodness. It was like an 80s rom-com. It was like, oh, my goodness. Mr. Rambler's going to get laid. No, he didn't. He didn't get laid until much later. He waited for his wifey. He waited for his honeymoon before he got laid. I mean, I'm just joking. I got laid a couple weeks before my honeymoon. I know what you're thinking. You didn't wait till you were married. Oh, you committed a sin. I know I did. I'm sorry. I'm going to hell, but not for that. Yes. And so she and I talked for a little bit, and then I left out. Well, I was riding a bike because I'm going to admit I don't drive. I'm sorry. I know that I'm such a stud the other ways. I know. So anyways, I took my bike back. I was riding. Well, as soon as I get on my bike, her friends were like, "Oh my God, are you the boy that Lori likes?" And I was like, "No, that's somebody else." And I took off like a little scared rabbit. I was like, "Oh no, I don't want her to see me." And so her friend was like, basically was telling on her. She was telling on her. And I didn't know. I was like, oh my goodness, I wish you had said something. God, I'm going to the prom with Brent. I wish you would have told me something. That would have been funny. No, I'm going to the prom with my boyfriend. I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is. No, that's not a funny joke. That's terrible. Stop doing that. Anyways, well, yeah, there's my prom story for the day. I know, you're like, you've did that one before, Rambler. Come on, make some new stories. I know. My new stories is I'm laying on my bed. Mm-hmm. What are you doing in your bed? I'm making a podcast. Oh, my God, you sexy little pervert, you. I'm rubbing myself now. Mm-hmm. I know, I hear all the ladies going, oh, and now, oh, my goodness, Rambler. If you were here right now, we could do your hair. Oh, my goodness, it's a mess. It's one of my friends online. She goes, I've never seen a picture of you. We've been talking since February, I guess, or March, I think. One of the games, that game I've been playing. I don't even know why I keep playing the game. It's a pay-to-win game. It is such a pay-to-win. There's people on there who have spent over $80,000 in-game expenses in this thing. I'm like, why would you spend that much money on a fucking game? Goddamn, $80,000. Shit, I'll come to your house and kick you in the nuts and say, surprise, you win. I win the game. What's the game? Rambler comes to your house and kicks you in the nuts. Yay. So anyway, so I'm on Discord with this game. You know, I made Discord originally for Spooncast. And a lot of you on my listen list know about Spooncast. And so I went back there a couple years ago. I created the thing for my profile for Discord. Back in the day, there was some people going, you need to come in, we need to make a Congress of Spooncast USA of the top spooners. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm a top spooner. No, you're not, but somebody said you would bring snacks. Oh, hi everybody, I brought snacks. They're edibles. Yay, we can all get high and tell about our feelings. I love you. So anyways, what was I talking about? You were talking about your Discord friend. Oh, yeah. So today, the other day, last night, she's like, I have never seen a picture of you. I don't think you ever sent me a picture. And I was like, okay. So I sent her a picture. She's like, well, you're cute. You're cute. You're okay looking. I'm like, you know, your hair's a mess. I was like, thank you. Of course, this was back in February when I just got home from surgery and stuff. And I wasn't shaving. I'm going to tell you what. When I don't shave, I look like a terrorist. It's like, it was all bushed out, and I had like a beard. I actually had a beard that grew out pretty quick, actually, from all the stress and stuff. And, yeah, it was kind of funny. I don't know why I'm pausing. It's like, why are you pausing? Are you reading the script? Oh, for God's sake, no, that would be horrible. Go back to the story about Lori. Did you guys do it? No, we didn't. She went to the prom, had a great night. That's where I think she met her husband. I'm just joking. She met her husband in college. Jesus, kids. That's where I met my boyfriend. That's where I met my husband. College was great for meeting husbands. Are you a Sagittarius? If you want me to be one. Yes. Oh my goodness. No, I did not meet my husband in college, for God's sake. God, I'm a heterosexual male. Oh my God, I love the women. Mm-hmm. And they love me. Really, Rambler? Not really, but shh, I'm too ugly. I mean, oh my goodness. Anyways. So yeah, I just decided I would do a podcast, but I decided I wouldn't do it while I was high. I'm not high, guys. I'm just saying I'm not high. This is my normal behavior as most of you know. You're like, oh, he just rambles on about everything. What else does he talk about? His penis. Okay, what else? Oh, that's about it. He talks about his penis. I don't want to let that do it. Sorry, too late. You already clicked on agreed. Yes. Apparently, I have a lot of listeners in Mexico. Either that or a couple of you have gone to trips to Mexico and listened to my podcast. As the little podcast thing has said, Mexico is increasing in listenership. And I'm like, oh, that's wonderful. I love Mexico. Can you speak a word of Spanish? Not a one, but I like the food. I really do like the food. It's really good food. I like the people, too. Just stay away from me. Just stay away. Just people in general, just stay away. Thank you. Online, come online. You can come online with me and be like, hi. And I'll be like, hi. See, what's the difference between interacting with people in real world and online is I could turn off online and just be like, I'm just going to watch TV now. So yes, I got increased listenership in Mexico, and Australia is still there. I'm still number one. I'm still number one in New Zealand. I'm like still in the top comedy podcast in New Zealand. I'm not sure why, but hi, New Zealand. Hi, Australia. You guys are wonderful. Welcome down under. Mwah. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves Australia. They're like, what about New Zealand? It's there. What can we say? Sort of like every state I've ever lived in. It's like, what about Ohio? It's wonderful. Really? Yeah. What about Iowa? No, Iowa's not great. Why not? I don't know. It just sucks. What about Nebraska? I love Nebraska. I want to go and live there forever. What about... None of them. None of the states I've lived in have ever been. They're never the cool states. Or I'm in the cool state, but I'm not in the cool city. It's sort of like Washington State. I was born in Washington State. Oh my God, Seattle, Washington? No, Spokane. It's an alright city. Yeah, Spokane, Washington is like the butt of Washington State. Everybody thinks Seattle, Washington is wonderful. It's just great. Oh my God, it's like Oregon. It's like, oh, Portland? No, the other city in Oregon. Okay, yeah. You don't really live in Oregon. You might as well have lived in Washington State. Because back in the day when I was living, I was born in Spokane, Washington. I lived there until 1980. We were supposed to leave, like, right during that time when Mount St. Helens exploded. And, well, that made us, like, not move yet. We had to wait for a while. But anyways, while I was there, we were kind of assholes to some of the kids from Seattle that used to come over in the summertime to visit their grandmother. Well, there was just this one kid. Most of the kids from Seattle did not come to Spokane because Spokane, or as some of you know it as, is Spokane. It's not Spokane, it's Spokane. Could you drop the E? Spokane can do. Oh my goodness, got a notification. So anyways, I'm going to tell a confession story. This is Confess Your Sin Day. I know what you're thinking. Oh my goodness, Randall, you are an asshole. Yeah, we used to, me and my gang, I had a gang. I know what you're thinking. Oh, how old were you? I was about eight years old when I'm my gang. But, you know, we didn't like shoot each other or nothing. We just kind of walked around, beat each other up. Then we go back to our house, our friend's house. And their mom was hot, but she also was a good cook. So that's how I fell in love with my friend's mom. Yay for my friend's mom. She was, no, it wasn't. It wasn't like, yeah. What was that song? Katie's. What was the fuck was the name? Katie. I don't remember the name of the song now. It's somebody's mom. It's got it going on. Yeah, no, somebody's out there going, you dumbass. That's Susie. I don't know. Anyways. Kathy, was it Kathy? Yeah, Kathy's. I think it was Kathy. I don't remember. God, I'm sober now. Shut up. Jesus, trying a few hours when I'm drunk. No, I'm joking. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not doing it anymore or any less. Thank you. Bye. So anyways, we used to beat this poor kid up. I mean, he deserved it kind of, sort of, because he'd come in and be like, I'm from Seattle. I know karate. And we're like, sweet. We're from Spokane. We don't know karate, but, and we just beat the living shit out of him. And his grandmother got so mad at us. She called the cops. She called the cops on us. This was like, we were in the arcade and the cops show up like, did you beat up Timmy and steal all his money? We beat him up, but we didn't steal all of his money. Just a lot of it. We kept left him, he had a quarter left over. We were nice. We didn't rob all of it. My friend was like, well, I took the last quarter. And my friend was like, the cop who, nice guy. He was actually nice. He was one of the good cops. Yes, He said, well, why'd you beat him up for him? He's like, well, he was being a dick. He said Spokane sucked. Well, the cop was a native Spokanean. He'd been born and raised there, too. So he was like, well, I would have beat him up, too, and told the grandmother. And the grandmother was all, who the hell is all these boys arrested? For what? And they're like, for assault. Well, they'll just go to juvenile, and then a couple of them haven't had any charges against them, so they'll be out without, you know, they won't get anything pressed up. They'll get something on their record, but that's about it. And she's like, it was kind of funny though, because we used to beat the shit out of them. I mean, I'm sorry, but sometimes, you know, kids when they're little assholes, you know, you just gotta teach them a lesson. You know, my God, that's what I told my kids all the time. I said, in my life, I said, if somebody's gonna be mean to you, you just kick their ass. And when the teacher asks you who told you to do that, you say, my uncle Jason did. And then I get in trouble, because that's apparently not good advice for little kids nowadays. Oh, I know what you're thinking. No wonder we're raising a bunch of pussies. I know, God, that's what I tried to say. Tell the teacher and the cop. What the hell? Anyways. So there's my story. I hope you liked it. If you didn't like it, well, you know what you can go do. You can go get cake. I like cake. Me too. Anyways, if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends, your lovers, anybody you can think of. And if you don't like it, share it with people that you think won't like it either, because I want more listeners. I need about 20,000 more listeners before I can get sponsorship. Could you imagine me having sponsors? Oh, it'd be wonderful. It'd be like, drink Coca-Cola. It's got sugar in it. I love sugar. Welcome to the danger zone, poop. Yes, yes. So anyways, yes, no sponsors yet, but that's okay. That's okay. Anyways, I just wanted to do a podcast. I was going to do a quickie, but this one's really not a quickie. 27 minutes of me just rambling soberly again. I'm sober. I know what you're thinking. I'm not high. I'm not drunk. I'm just rambling about everything. Oh, my goodness. Talked about myself, my high school prom. And he's going by, he didn't go to his high school prom. Get it? Because he's ugly. Yeah. He never gonna get laid ever again. Why not? Because he's ugly. God damn it. God, no. Anyways, I love you all, even my haters, all seven of you, all not seven haters. I hope to God they don't have seven haters. That would be terrible. Who's all listening to your cast? My haters. They record stuff and then put it on YouTube. Check this guy out. He's an idiot. Hey, everybody. Welcome to my show. La, 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 my theme song. La, 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 la. Anyways, I did have some coffee. I've had about 3 cups of coffee. I know what you're thinking. Can't be bad for you, Mr. Rambler. And turn your liver into Cocoa Puffs. I love Cocoa Puffs. Me dear. Love Cocoa Puffs. La, la.
This podcast is sponsored in part by Cocoa Puffs.
Jazz hands. Anyways. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I hope you come back next time, next feature. I don't have a general schedule. I know I need to start making a general schedule, start making it like back to weekly or something. Maybe every Sunday I'll start posting. I don't know. Anyways, I will see you in the next exciting issue of
My Life Sucks!